Soon we're going to leave this sacred spot to go to another sacred spot because it's starting to get dark and it's starting to get a little chilly. So I recommend that when we do go, we should walk all together. It'd be a lot easier that way, and we'll be sure that everyone arrives safely. But before I read this prayer, which is also by Srila Rupa Goswami, everyone face Giriraj. Make sure you can see Giriraj. And you can offer your own, just look at how beautiful he is this time of the day. And the different phases of Giriraj's beauty, it shifts throughout the day. So now he's entering into his late evening phase, and soon it's going to be completely dark here. And we won't be able to see Giriraj at all, practically speaking. But face Giriraj and understand that Giriraj is the name of the king of mountains, and his name is Govardhan, and he is a person. Now, think, close your eyes just for a moment, and think of something that you desire, a deep desire that you would like Giriraj to help you with at this retreat. Now, don't ask for a new bicycle or something on a lesser level like that, but be very bold and ask for something very deeply spiritual that's at the core of your heart, that for that reason Giriraj has brought you here. So think of a desire, or first desire it. Think of a very, very sweet and important, lofty spiritual desire. And pray to Giriraj that at this time you will do what you can do to serve and surrender, as Maharaj has nicely said, in so many different ways, offering pranams into the dust of Giriraj and worshipping Giriraj and attentively hearing all the different katas and trying sincerely to pray. But really take it to Giriraj. So keep your prayer in your mind. And at the same time, please listen carefully to these words of Srila Rupa Goswami to Giriraj. O hill that is filled with peacocks, that are madly dancing to the music of the flute on Govinda's mouth. O hill that is splashed by the high waves of Radhakunda. O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O hill that the supreme goddess of Braja, Srimati Radharani, who, being astonished by your glory, described you as the best servant of Lord Hari, Haridas of Arja. O hill that fills all the directions with the most wonderful splendor. O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O hill, that with your palatial caves and clouds that are the moon's friends, and in this way pleases the Supreme Personality of Godhead. O hill, the water of whose swiftly flowing streams is the color of lapis lazuli. O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O hill, whose peaks are splendid with mineral colors washed with love and suitable to decorate the Supreme Lord, who is himself the eternal decoration of all the worlds. O hill, whose valley eternally resounds with the joyful sound of the flute and sometimes with the sound of parrots. O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O hill, whose rocks are the regular sitting places of Lord Krishna. O charming friend of the Sarabi cows. O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O hill that stopped the destructive clouds. O hill that defeated Indra and made him harmless. O hill that ended Indra's hatred of your relatives, the hills and mountains. O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O hill that became an umbrella above the handle of the Supreme Lord's arm. O hill very appropriately named Govardhan, because you nourish the cows, the land, and everyone. O hill that Lord Krishna ordered to be worshipped in a Vedic Jagya. O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O friend of Srimati Radharani's transcendental pastimes. O hill in whose forest groves she dropped her necklaces and bracelets. O hill that is decorated with the Rasa Leela pastimes. O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O king of hills, O dear friend of the black cloud Krishna, I pray, Srila Rupa Goswami prays, that to whoever reads and hears these 8 verses glorifying you, the Lord of your heart, Sri Krishna, will, quickly granting the intense bliss of pure love, happily accept among his associates.